God will never give you more than you can handle. I'm sure we've all heard this common quote more times than we can probably count. We've probably even offered it in hopes of comforting a loved one during a difficult time, but have we ever stopped and really considered the meaning behind those 9 words? I don't know about you, but I fail at life daily, miserably. I am but human after all, imperfect and weak, but he is God, the God who just spoke and oceans separated. I'd much rather let him handle my trials than be left to my failing care. So then why exactly are we faced with struggle and trial? Why is it that we are seemingly left to our own devices to possibly fail miserably at the task before us? Some have an opinion that things happen due to choices made by ourselves or even others in our life. Since elementary school, we've been taught cause and effect. It's a simple answer to life's burning question of why, but God is so much more complex than that. And in John 9, Jesus actually addresses that theory while talking to his disciples concerning the blind man, saying, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so the works of God might be displayed in him." In those times of trial or hardship when we want to comfort ourselves, let's remember it's not what we can handle, but what God can handle through us. His strength, our vessel. Just as David wrote in Psalm 121, "Lift your eyes to the hills, for that is where my help comes from. My help comes from the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let you fall or stumble. He is your keeper, and he does not sleep while keeping watch over his flock." Oh, 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 oh